Let's look at the Super Bowl now and security. There are reports that New Jersey officials are examining white powder found at three hotels near the stadium. And on CBS This Morning, John Miller, the Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence in New York, talked about late-night preventive measures.
You would have seen a couple of military jets, F-15s, streaking across the skies of New York City, chasing a plane. They actually drill this when everybody's asleep, so nobody sees anything that would alarm them in broad daylight. But the night before last, they had the big chase. They've drilled it before. If an aircraft violated the no-fly zone around the stadium, how would they interdict it, and so on?
Reuters reporter Scott Malone is in New York. Scott, what other security preps are you hearing about?
There's two components of this event, if you want to think about it. One is the game itself. Obviously, the stadium has been on complete lockdown since Sunday. Everything that goes in and out, and that's, you know, things from, you know, shipments to the cafeterias to performers like Bruno Mars, who's going to be playing at the halftime show. Everything is screened.
And I should say, I'm going to jump in for our listeners in New Jersey. We mentioned New York across the river, but the game is actually at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. People in New Jersey are a little upset that they're, more of the attention is going to New York, but the stadium is there, and as you say, on lockdown.
Yes, exactly. And as you get in on Sunday, you know, the security around it is going to be intense. There's, I believe, going to be 4,000 officers. Approximately 30,000 of the 80,000 fans are expected to arrive by train and by bus. And security is going to start as they board those transports. There are going to be people there, you know, checking to see, do they have tickets? You know, why are they going this way? You know, if they don't have tickets, there many will be turned back. Then as they get to the stadium, they'll be going through metal detectors. They'll be patted down. And these are people who are going to be dressed to be out for, you know, 6 hours or so in very cold weather. So they're going to be bundled up.
So you mentioned the security at bus and train stops. We hear that the TSA is going to be involved. You're going to feel like you're at the airport.
No, exactly. I mean, there's going to be bag searches. There's going to be a heavy presence out. You know, there'll be dogs. They will be, you know, probably, you know, would not be unexpected to see more of the tactical type police units. And, you know, there's reason for it. The head of the New Jersey State Police spoke with us earlier in the week, and reporters asked him, you know, what's your biggest concern? And he said the biggest is a mass transit attack. You know, we saw the incidents in Volgograd late last year, which obviously is tied to the coming Sochi Olympics, and they're very aware that that's a point of vulnerability. It's like any other highly secured environment. You know, your biggest worry is always on the perimeter.
Yeah, that's very chilling. But meanwhile, there's all this activity, as we mentioned, in New York, up and down Broadway, Times Square. How's that going to be protected?
Well, it's a very different animal. You know, the stadium itself is a closed environment. This what they're calling Super Bowl Boulevard. It's 13 blocks of Times Square, proceeding all the way down to Herald Square, and it's just very heavy police presence. A lot of uniformed officers, a lot of plainclothes officers, a lot of cameras, a lot of other detection devices that the police have but don't talk a whole lot about. They're securing it with the idea of this being an open area where people are going shopping. Maybe they're coming out with bags from the department stores.
Reuters reporter Scott Malone in New York. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Take care.